You know, when I read about that charge against you, I immediately went back to the God of small things, because I wanted to see what pages there were, you know, that were possibly corrupting public morality. And I found them. And it was wonderful. Yeah. But you said before you were always a political person. Well, I mean, not from the age of 3 or 4 or 5, but you said something about, you know, when you were somehow finishing work at a school of architecture, you know, at some point you decided, no, this was not for you. So something must, did something happen?
Well, actually, you know, absurdly, it does start from the age of 3 or 4, you know, because I lived in a, you know, my mother came from this very little village in Kerala, Kolayamanam, and she belongs to a very parochial community called the Syrian Christians, and she married a Bengali, you know, outside the community, and then made the mistake of marrying him and then divorcing him and came back to the village. And, you know, so we grew up sort of outside the realm of all the protections that society chose to offer its members. And so from a very young age, one was aware of the fact that you were not going to be given those protections. And you had to constantly try to understand what was going on and how to survive in this space, and how not to go under. And so my mother was very political in not in this, you know, overt way, but I think the minute you lose the protection of this nuclear family that protects you from the world, you're on your own. And then politics is in your life. You have to ride the waves. You have to understand it.